doesn't.
But it is logical to have sota after Yavamas and Ksukas. In after Ksuva is a, she comes to sota after you write her a Ksuva. And she if she becomes a sota, she doesn't get a Ksuva. Alright. This is an interesting masechta, but it starts off with the description of what you do in order to make a woman a sota, and in order to do that, you need to have two stages. You have to have kinui and satira or sisira. Kinui and stira, we say. Okay, there's kinui, which is the warning, right? It literally means jealousy, jealous warning, and stira, which is the seclusion, okay? So the question is, what kind of testimony you need for the warning and for the seclusion, if any? Okay, that's going to be a big machlokas. Hamakari lishto, somebody who warns his wife. He has to warn in front of two witnesses. Now the stira, which is what causes her to have to drink the water, only needs to have one witness, or Biatzmo, or he himself. Rabbi Shulmer notes both stages, Mekaneh Bishnaim, Mashka Bishnaim, both stages require two witnesses, both the kinui, the warning, and the stira, the seclusion. Again, Mashka means you give her to drink because she was secluded, okay? So the kinui, so we have Machlokas Shin, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer holds only the kinui requires two witnesses. The seclusion can just be one witness or even the husband himself. And Rabbi Yeshua holds both the kinui and stira require two witnesses. Each one has to have two witnesses. So far, so good, the Machlokas? Straightforward? The more I explain it. Okay, see, it says, First, about the nature of kinah itself. Vavar lav ruach kinah. It says a spirit of jealousy will sweep over him. Bikinah es ishto, and he will warn his wife, the gomer, etc. Shlo yikaneh. This teaches us he should not warn her. Lo mitoch tzchok, not out of laughter. V'lo mitoch sicha, nor out of chatter. Lo mitoch chalos rosh, nor out of frivolity. V'lo mitoch mosun, nor even out of a level-headed conversation. Mosun literally means something which is restrained or balanced. There's another interpretation here, another girsa. Instead of v'lo mitoch mosun, v'lo mitoch modon, not out of strife. In other words, out of strife is also bad. All those cannot be catalysts for the warning. Rather, but how does she do it? El mitoch ema. It should be with suitable fear and trepidation that he warns her. Sota. Sota. I looked it up. Sota's next. Yep. Today's supposed to be Sota Daf Chaf Hei. So we're about 23 blocks behind. No, I don't think anybody's keeping tabs. I think they will have to push off though our reservations for Madison Square Garden. I don't think we'll be finishing on time. That will happen. So the Kormenei changed the girsa here, but it seems that the girsa which is here is the same girsa that the Rambam has, and it means that you have to give her the warning, not out of any other emotion except for emotion, which is, so, or I should say, not of any state of mind, except for state of mind, which has suitable dignity and trepidation. What if you warned her in any of the other frames of mind as opposed to the proper one? What's the status? My samris, that which we said that you have to, with the proper dignity and decorum, the mitzvah, is it just the proper thing to do? Or the ikuv, is it essential? It says, if you're going to say it's proper, then even if it's not in the proper frame of mind, it's still a valid warning. It's essential, it's an impediment. If you weren't in the proper frame of mind, and kinui or kinui, the warning is not a proper warning. So says more asya kiado. It must be like this. Kamakum shenamar chuka Torah. Everywhere where the Torah says to both the word chuka and the word Torah ma'akiv. We need to both. Like it says by Paraduma, Zos chukas ha-Torah. Right? Here it just says the word Torah. Or just the word chuka, I forget which one. It says just Torah. Torah saknos. What? Haknos. Zos Torah, it's Rasha, to come to Abraham. Zos Torah saknos. So therefore, it's not ma'akiv here. It's not ma'akiv, because it's only ma'akiv if you have both l'shoinis. By the way, the other interpretation is that, but that's the interpretation of the Tion Yerushalayim, the Mar Ponim and Tion Yerushalayim here, because the Rambam paskin's not ma'akiv. And he must paskin based on our Gemara. He says it's proper to have the right frame rhyme, but it's not necessary, because by Sota, it doesn't say Chukas HaTorah, it just say Ches Torah. Okay? Says the Gemara Hakinui. Kinui itself. Rabbi Yeshua man b'shem Rabbi Lezer. Yeshua said, name Rabbi Lezer, Choyva. It's mandatory to warn your wife against these improper behaviors with men. Rabbi Yeshua man b'shem Rabbi, it's optional. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. Ben Rabbi Yossi, Kun Rabbi Asa. Rabbi Lezer, Sir Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Asa. Asya, the Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is going, and it should, because he was from that school of thought. Kebe Shammai. He's going like Kebe Shammai. Rabbi Shulman, Kebe Silom, Rabbi Shul goes like Kebe Silom. How so? The Rabbi Lezer, Kebe Shammai, Lezer goes like Kebe Shammai. The Kebe Shammai, I mean, Kebe Shammai says, Lo Yigari Shodom is Ishto, a person should not divorce his wife, only came Motza Ba Erva, unless he found something licentious about her. Motza Dvarin Kuri, Bakar Dvarin Kuri, what if she does disgusting things, improper things, but they're not strictly Erva. Like she runs around the marketplace, she doesn't dress so nicely, but they're not exactly Erva. Okay? So what if he finds improper things but not Erva? So he can't divorce her. Lagashi no Yachol. Motzuba again, Motzuba Dvarikurin, Lagashi no Yachol. Divorce, he can't divorce her. Shalom Motzuba Erva, because she's not truly a right, she didn't do any Erva activities. Lakai Maino Yachol, he can't keep her either. Right, she must have been queen because he found repugnant things about her. That's what he says. In that case, it's mandatory that in order to take the man, get matters to a head, he should actually give her the waters to drink. Why? Because that'll clarify if she's okay or not.
Even without kinui?
No. So in that case, he's saying kinui is a chova. Mandatory. Because that'll help you clarify the situation. Chova means kinui is a positive thing which you should do to your wife in order to clarify the situation.
But she's not doing any misdemeanor. She's not.
No, so therefore, you warn her, manavshach, either you warn her and she'll stay away from steer, in which case she'll be beyond reproach, or you warn her and she'll do steer, in which case you'll check her out. Okay, so that'll resolve your problem by bringing matters to a head, right? So it says, how do you say this, that if she does disgusting things, she doesn't get divorced? And we learn in Beis Shammai, I only know that a woman is compelled to be divorced because she had some erva shortcoming. Minayin, how do we know a yotze of Rosh Hashanah, if a married woman goes out with an uncovered head, would start a prumifuramin? And so the sides of her clothing are open, so people can see underneath. And her arms are revealed. How do you know you divorced her as well? Tamu lomar ki motzuba erevas dovar, because it says you found in her an erevas dovar, not just the actual deed, but even the erevas dovar, a matter of erva. So you see, you can divorce for lesser reasons. Rabbi Moner, I might have said ki amtia. The way I explained is, when can you divorce her for lesser reasons? Be'edim. When you have witnesses that she was doing these improper behaviors. However, you don't have witnesses, because she lo be'edim, we don't have witnesses, so then in order to bring matters to head, what you do is you do kinui, in order to either prevent her from having stira, or if she does, to bring it to court. Okay? Says the Mora, that's all Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Beis Hillel. And every he has his holds a kinui, it's optional. Also, to Rabbi Yoshua, what? The Basil army, sorry. Basil army, I feel like Kedusha Tavshil. Basil says you can divorce a woman even if she burnt your supper. That's enough. Okay? So, since that's the case, that's why he says you don't have to bring matters to a head, just divorce the woman. You have to bring matters to a head if she's a prutz, to define if she's really transgressing averus or not, if you need that to be the antecedent to divorce. But a divorce can happen without that, so you don't need to have that as an antecedent. You don't need to have kinyan zero, right? Says the Gemara, Ruatzel kanosi kanei. But it's a garesh, a garesh. If he wants to go to the soit option, he may. If he wants to go to the just plain Jane divorce option, he may do that as well. Okay, now, my time, it should be to Rabbi Yoshua. What's the logic of Rabbi Yoshua who says they need to aid him on both the kinui and the stira? It says, I'll tell you what the reason is. Kimatza ba erva's daughter. It says you found in her a matter of nakedness. Erva zustira. It's erva is, of course, the actual seclusion. Davar, the statement, what's that referring to? Is that kinui? That's the warning. And it says about both these things, well, they're both linked to the word davar. And the word davar is linked to the davar by, I forgot. Right, thank you. So, okay. What's the next line? Okay, sorry. So again, thank you. Madam Rolana Pishnai made him. It's two indices. Abdova Amrakana Pishnai made him. So it says that both these things, Erva and Davar, are linked to Pishnai made him Yakum Davar. That you have to have two made him. Okay? Otherwise, it's not valid. Again, my dover I'm allowed Pishnaim Aidim, Pishnaim Aidim Yakum Dovar. That matters the same about the two witnesses. After Dovar Makana Pishnaim Aidim, it's on two witnesses. Now, says the Gemara, Umashka Piyed Echor Apiatmo. If that's the case, if it says Pishnaim Aidim Yakum Dovar, and we learn Kimotzi Dovar is also therefore a parallel issue. So what does Rabbi Yelezer do, who says you can give the woman to drink based on her own admission, or based on one witness, or even based on the husband's admission? Why is that? Why should that be? What logic is there? It says, Rabbi Lezer, our Mishnah says, that even though the kinui requires two witnesses, the stira only requires one witness. But if it says, kimatzi bo'ervas dover, it sounds like the whole process is learned out dover, dover, mi mamon, from the parallel to money, and therefore you need to always have two witnesses. She even required two witnesses on the stira itself. Why does the stira only require one witness? So says the Gemara, we're going to claim Rabbi Lezer, umalabo. It says by insaita, she is committing an act of me'ila against her husband. Don't look at me funny, I don't write the material. You understand how adultery is an act of rebellion against the husband? That's the language Pasuk uses. It's like Mila is abusing Hektesh. So do you abuse your husband over here. Right.
Husband is like Hektesh. He's holier than thou.
That's right. That's right. So David... So his answer was that umala bo'mal is the actual bia. That's when it's rebellion against her husband. And it says bo. What does bo mean? One. So the act of me'ila only needs one witness. The davar, the warning needs two, but the me'ila itself, the seclusion, only needs one, right? So it says more, b'tanoim shehit namar piachirim. In the conditions he makes with her, there he needs two witnesses. Piachirim, other people involved. But the mar labo, the seclusion, that, even one witness. Okay? Says more, now, that's all Rabbi Lezer and our Mishnah. Now we have another version of Rabbi Lezer. Tani we learned. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, answered and said the exact opposite of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says Kinui by two and Stira by one. One if by land and two if by sea. Kinui is by two and Stira by one. That's what it said in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, all the exact opposite. That in Rabbi Lezer, that Kinui is in front of one witness. And Stira is in front of two witnesses. Exact opposite, okay? That's what you see inside. Let's see again, inside again. Tyra Ebeser, you don't remember, sure, Reb Lezer. Mekane Apiyed Echad. Or Apiyatma. The warning can be given even based on his own admission in court. Umashka Apiyatma. To give it to drink, they required two witnesses that she was secluded. Neamar Kaki Matzabara Ervas Dever. Why? Because it says here, Matzabara Ervas Dever. He found her Arias. V'ei Metzia B'chol Mokum El Beidim. And Metzia means to find with witnesses. So too, here, Metzia means to find with witnesses. The Matzabara Ervas Dever. So the Matzabara Ervas Dever means they need two witnesses on the actual, on the Sira, right. Mamakai Rabbi Lezer Dover. Now, this actually is an interesting question. What do you do with the word Dover?
Which have been used to...
So what is it with the word Dover? I mean, Dover, according to the first shot, we said Kimatzar Ervas Dover. So that teaches us they need two witnesses for the Kinui. But now Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was saying the exact opposite, that for the Kinui only need one witness. So why does he do a Dover? Dover sounds like two witnesses. So it says more, no. The way he types up very innovatively, you got to give him an E for extra effort here. Dover Shumagi Lovely Derva. The thing which brings you to the point of erva, that the kinui is the thing which brings you to the point of the erva, and that's why that's what requires. I mean, that's why it doesn't require two witnesses. Sorry, kimatzava erva is davar. Wait, fight now, Kodra Biosabira. What needs two witnesses? The erva. Kimotzaba erva. Hi, what about this word dvar? It means that the dvarim lead to the erva. But the metzia is on the erva. So the erva requires two witnesses. But the dvar just leads up to the erva. That doesn't require two witnesses. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer held, you need two witnesses on the kinui. Only one witness on the stira. Because on the kinui it says matzabar ervas dover, and matz is going on the dover, as opposed to seclusion umar labo singular even one. Now we're saying the opposite. We're saying matzabar ervas to when this is on the seclusion. Dover just means the dover brings to the seclusion. The dover itself doesn't require edus altogether. Even himself or another witness could say that he did kinui. I don't think we saw a reason for that, but that's what he holds. The Gemara is going to get to the number base. Now, says the Gemara, Eid Echad Maushi Ashke. What about an Eid Echad? Is that enough? The truth is, we said it is. And we said Mishnah Api Eid Echad Api Atzmo. But here the Mishnah is asking, I love this, right? Is there, if she himself says, my wife was Mizana, so Shavi Anafshi Chatichot Yisura. He made for himself this woman as if she's forbidden. There I can understand that makes the drink. But what about when Eid Echad came? It's not full testimony. It's not in placing upon himself the prohibition. So what's Eid Echad? Says more, nevertheless. The truth is, it's like any other din Torah. My piv, it's kavachomer. My piv, she'en ozokiko lishvua. If I can feel shvua's moment, I can see I owe money. Do I have to pay, take a shvua? No. Even have a moedim and mixas, I'm a partial confessor. I confess partially, but there was no preceding claim against me. I don't have to take a shvua, right? I skipped the words. Nevertheless, the husband, who's the Baal Din, does cause by his kinui that she should have to drink. Which is more severe. If one witness comes along, you're required to respond to him and make a shvua about money you owe. Lo kosh ketzo, it's not a kavachomer that the Eid Echad would be believed to say that the woman either kinui or stira, depending what sheet Rebbe Lezer were in, right? Karo mao shioke. What do we say? Shiashke. What about if a relative testifies that she was mizane or that she secluded? Does that work? Says the Mara, mikar mi bailo. Is she any more related than the husband? Than the
what greater power is there than the husband?
Right, and he could testify about her that she was secluded. So certainly another relative could testify that she was secluded as well. I said she. He can testify that she was secluded. Okay, so says the Gemara. No, there is a difference. Karov, I'll be shade of kosher achshav. A witness is not suitable to testify now here in this case. But kosher ulachar zman. He's kosher after time elapses, right? MPA, right, you're right. The third line down. MPA Maushiashka. If one witness says another witness, I heard from Yaakov that she was secluded. Or according to first Rabbi Elazar, I heard from Yaakov that she was she got a warning. Is that sufficient to make her drink? It says the Gemara. Mabino the Bain Akoro. What's the difference between this guy and a relative? Just like a relative whose postulate can be the one aid according to Rabbi Elazar if it's needed, so too, and more so, somebody who is an aid MPA. Because they're both absolute. Says more, no, they're not comparable. You know why? Karavava bishayno kosher achshav, a relative is not kosher for a witness testimony now. But kosher achazman, it'd be kosher after time passes. So therefore, perhaps he has more credibility to write so. It's a shocking concept, but that's what I'm saying. For them, a AWPA, ain't no kosher lo achshav lo achazman, who's never going to be good, not now, not ever, because he didn't see the actual deed. Okay? So the Gemara doesn't actually come to a conclusion. What's the status of a carbon aid me PA? Or a guy leaves a tangling. Okay, came back to the other topic I was. My time it should be Rabbi Lezer. What's the logic of Rabbi Lezer? Now, the truth is we already saw the logic of Rabbi Lezer, I'm an elf. But here we're coming back to it in a more formal way. Okay? Is that clear? Well, sorry, Rabbi Lezer's Shita was based on Malabo and how to learn the Erba's Dovar. It's going much of two witnesses going on the Erba, much of the Dovar, but nonetheless, we're coming back to it again. My time. Dovar is thing, but thing, literally thing. Found for him, a thing of Arias. So says Mar. My time the Rabbi Lezer. Again, what's the last Rabbi Lezer? Kimotza bar Evastov, it says he found her Evastovar. Dover is that Kinui. Dover, that's Kinui. The forewarning. Kimotza. And it says you found. Well, if that's the case, Emitia elevate him. It's here an inquiry, or an inquest, which turns out something should only be with witnesses. Right? How's it going to find? So therefore, second. Yeah, so therefore on the kinui you need to have two witnesses. That's what it says here, right? Dover zera kinui. Kimotza emetiyat emetiyat lebedim. Vakane api yerecho api atzmo. Yeah, I messed that up a little bit. That's all from my time with Rabbi Lezer again. The sixth line down. You see that? Last word line is ma. I swear I do better when I stand. Also, you hear, enjoy hearing my voice carry more.
It's choppy.
What?
It's smooth.
This bar is very choppy. I had a lot of difficulty with it. Again, let's go back there. My time at Rabbi Lezer. So what's logic, Rabbi Lezer? Kimotza bar erbaz dover. Because you found in her a matter of arayas. Dover zakinui. So dover is referring to the warning. So this says the warning has to be in witnesses. Kimotza emetziel beedim. Kimotza would mean that emetziel beedim, right? Metzia means that you found with witnesses. So it has to be the kinui is with beedim. Wait a minute. But what did it say in our Mishnah? Didn't Rabbi Lezer our Mishnah say, sorry, not Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. But didn't we, No, strike two. Sorry, let me try that again. My time at Rabbi Lezer, what's the logic of Rabbi Lezer? See, I'm looking at my notes, but I have to actually look at them. I don't remember them without looking at them. So it says, well, my time is Rabbi Lezer. What's the logic of Rabbi Lezer? I know it says Rabbi Shua, but I already changed that. Kimotu boi ervas dover. Now, dover is a kinui. Dover should be a kinui. And kimotza, emetzia lebeidim. And metzia should only be with the witnesses. So if that's the case, everything should be with witnesses, right? Says the Gemara. And so how are you going to say, "Umekani al pi edechon, o al pi atzmo"? How are you going to say that? To that, you could be mekane. I'm still not getting it straight. I have a question mark to my Gemara. Let me read it to have the way I have my way I punctuated this afternoon. My time is the Rabbi Lezer. What's the Rabbi Lezer? Kimotza bar ervas dover. Dover zera kinui. Now this actually begins a question. Dover zera kinui. Is dover referring to kinui or not? Kimotza. It says kimotza emetziel beedim. Matthias got to be with witnesses. So can we say, is it possible to say, that you do kinui based on one witness or based on himself? And umar labo, is that also possible to say that's going on kinui? How do you learn according to Rabbi Lezer? Let me say it outside. I know what I'm trying to say, but I can't get it across. Let me say it outside. It'll work this time. I promise you. We have two versions of Rabbi Lezer. One is the Mishnah's version. One is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's version. They're the exact opposites of each other. Rabbi Lezer and our Mishnah said, kinui's got to be with two. Stira can be even with one. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's version is the exact opposite. Kinui can be even with one. Stira's got to be with two. Okay? So now the Gemara is asking, how does Rabbi Lezer and our Mishnah make sense? It makes much more sense for Rabbi Lezer and the Bryce in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. How so? So says, my time with Rabbi Lezer. Kimatzu Barava's Dover. All we have is this Pasuk Kimatzu Barava's Dover. Well, Dover, if that's the case, maybe I can say it like this. Dover is Akin. Let's say Dover refers to Kinui. But Kimatzu, aim at the elevated. Kimatzu is going on finding with witnesses. And that is going on the Erva, not on the Dover. So let's say like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It's a question on Rabbi Elazar and our Mishnah. How could Rabbi Elazar and our Mishnah say that Kina requires two witnesses? The Motzah, which is two witnesses, it's going on the Erva, not on the Dover. So I guess they need two witnesses, right? Should, on the contrary, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is correct. So what are you going to say? It says Umar Labo. And Umar Labo means the seclusion only needs one witness. Maybe Umar Labo is going on the Kinui. Maybe the Kinui is only requires one witness. Or himself. Because the rebellion is, after all, against the Kinui. So maybe the Kinui requires one witness. Because Umar Labo means one. Him. Right? And maybe it's the Stira, which requires two witnesses, which is mamish like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of Rabbi Elazar. So how does Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah learn? So says the Gemara, no. Mamakayim Rabbi Elazar, it says in Rabbi Shua again, but it's a mistake. Why is Rabbi, how does Rabbi Elazar learn Erva? Not that it's the seclusion which requires two witnesses, no. He learns Erva Shiba Mikoach Dover. It's an Erva which comes from the Dover. So the truth is, and that makes sense. Let me explain what that means. In grammatically, Kimotza Bar Erva's Dover. Ervas is not a noun. It's an Ervas Dover, right? It's a smichut. It's adjective, right. The Erva of the Dover. So what's the matzah going on? Not the erva of the a dover, which is, you're right, it's an adjective. How do we translate it in English? A naked matter. That's a erva dover is a naked matter, right? That's an adjective, right? So it's really going on the dover. So the dover is what's nimtza, what's found. So this version, Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah, holds that Kimotze is going on the Dover. The Dover requires two witnesses. Hi, it says Kimotze Ervas. No, Ervas is a modifier of a Dover. See how he says it over here? What he says it over here is that Erva Shibah Mikach Dover. It's not exactly like he said. No, it's not an adjective. Rather, the Erva is something which is a result of the Dover. But the Dover is the primary component of the sentence. No. So what's Iker? What's the Iker? Erva Shigba Mikoach Dover. What's the pasuk going on? Not on the Erva. The Erva is icing on the cake. The Erva comes as a result of the Dover. But the Imatz is going on the Dover itself. Okay? So basically, the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, and there's two versions of Rabbi Lezer. It's called Rabbi Yeshua, Ki Motze Bo Ervas Dover, the Motze with Adim. The discovery, inquiry and discovery, is going both on the Erva and on the Dover, right? Both on the seclusion, Erva, and on the Kinui, the warning. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's either going on the Erva or on the Dover. And we know that's true because we have another pasuk, Umar Labo, the rebellion against him. Sounds like only he knows about it, which means there's some component which is only Eid Echad. So one version Rabbi Lezer has that the Eid Echad, that the Yimatz is going on the Dover, that the Kina requires two, and the seclusion only requires one. That's our Mishnah. The other is the exact opposite, that the Kimatz is going on the Erva. Right? That requires two. The seclusion. And the Dover, the Kinui, only requires one. And Umar Labo is going on her rebellion against the Kinui. So it's really much simpler than the Gemara's choppiness makes it out to be. Okay, it really is a question of how to read the puzzle of Kimatze Ba Ervas Davar, and also to correlate that to Umar Labo. That's all it is. Okay? Says the Gemara, a Shivu Aldiva Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. They asked Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, what does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda say? According to Rabbi Lezer, how many people are necessary at the Kinui? How many people have to meet the warning, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? What? So he says he came in the door of herself. So that's the case, the matter has no end. Hakomi Menor Lakanos law. It should be Mipiv. He can always say, hey, I warned my wife about that guy. Oh, you weren't there. You don't have to be there. So we can continuously mess her up. So it's not fair, right? And any time she has yichud with somebody, she can say, and he has witnesses to that, say, yup, she had yichud and I warned her about him, and she's finished now, she's got to go drink. And we won't be able to disprove him, because Kinoi can even be apiatzmo based on his own say-so, right? And not, what's of course worse is the bottom line. And she'll lose her ksuba, because halach is under those circumstances, unless she drinks, she doesn't get her ksuba. So it's not fair at all. So says Rabbi Yosef, he says, tough! Mati bali saser! What's she going, secluding herself with people? It's her own fault. She should have been there, careful not to seclude herself with foreign men. So in fact, tough on her. Let her be careful, lest she should be trepidate, lest her husband pull such tricks on her. Right? Ella, rather, Asya D, these are a couple contractions here. But if you want to ask a question on the Mishnah. The exact opposite question. Hakomi Mena, there's no end. He has the capacity. Hakomi means literally everything, but it means he has the capacity. Kanosla, to do Kinoi, according to the Mishnah. Bishnayim, even though it says Mipiv, it should be with two. So Loimar, and then Hosei Shenistera, that she was in secluded, L'posa Miksuvasa. According to Mishnah, we also have a difficulty. He can always do Kinui in front of two, and take like two witnesses and say to her, for those two witnesses, you, my wife, cannot be exposed with Reuven, with Shimon, with Levi, with Yehuda, and name the whole village, right? And then later on, he'll just claim she was secluded, even though he's lying. And the net result will be the same tragedy, that she'll lose her ksuba, even though she shouldn't lose her ksuba, right?
At least she was legally forewarned.
No, but here, according to the Ritbaz, explains it's even worse. Because here, she won't, where she's secluded, there were 8 amounts of seclusion, we'd say, okay, she's a slut. She deserves what she got. But here, she might not be a slut at all, but he'll go around claiming she's a slut. Right? Because he's going to say she was secluded, but she wasn't really secluded, which is much worse. So first case, at least she did something improper, but here she did nothing improper. He allowed her to make her lose the ksuba. Rabbi Yavmana, her mother said, Apilu kohadein tanya asya. Even in our, according to our, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's still kasha. Came back Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we said, remember, said, well, she's a slut. She deserves what she got, right? But she shouldn't have secluded herself with me. Says Mar Asi Kamad Dama, I still have a question, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Like the opinion of Kani Lomi Avio Mibla. Obviously, we haven't had such an opinion yet, but there's an opinion later in Masechta. You can be Makani with your wife and say, don't seclude yourself with your father or with your son. Even your own father and son. Now, me the rice, is she allowed to seclude herself with the father and son? Yes, she is. But when he's Makani her and says, you can't seclude yourself with your father and son, so then if she does, she becomes awesome and she loses her tumor. So there, too, for Rabbi Yosef, that's not fair. There she's not slutty. Hakomi mena lekana slami avio ibna. He can, yes, he has capacity to be mekani or from her father and from her son. And lohavi yedim shenistura, and bring witnesses to the witnesses that she was went into seclusion with her brother or her father. The Marav Yochum Shir Shem Baichai, Yochum Shir Shem Baichai, see if it says, Kisitzcho Achicho Ben Imecho V'Goymer. Your brother, the son of your mother, will seduce you to worship Avodah Zarah. Or Bitcho, your daughter, will seduce you, Beseser, in secret. Now, or Imcho Beseser, or your mother will seduce you in secret. So what are you doing in secret with your daughter or with your mother? And this we learned, Vishyachid Odom Imimo. A person can seclude himself with his mother, with Dorimo, and live with her in the same house. In Bito, a person can seclude himself with his daughter, with Dorimo, and live with her in the same house. In Machoso, a person can even seclude himself with his sister, but ain't no Dorimo, now let's live with your sister in the same house, the two of you by yourselves, for more than 30 days. Because it doesn't look nice. Not because it's really Oscar, but it doesn't look nice. So, in any event, we see here, even for Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, he can mess her up and have her, even though she wasn't being a slut, he can bring witnesses that she was secluded with her brother and her, with her brother, with her father, with her son, and say, and I was mekani her, and mess her up. So the bottom line is the same question applies no matter who you hold like. Unless you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, holds two witnesses are necessary, both on the kinui and on the sira, he has the capacity to mess her up really bad, even if she's potentially innocent, according to Rabbi Lezer. Either way, whether you need only one witness on the kinui or one witness on the sira. Okay? Says the Mar period. New issue. Eide kinui v'shanim tu zoymimit lokin. If the witnesses lied about him, was warning his wife, they get flogged. Do they have to pay anything? No, because they didn't cause a lose of suba. What about Eide Stira Shanim Tuzomi? What about Eide, so the Eide man to exclude your father being Zomi? Ata Mark Loki, do they get flogged or do they pay? Because they're the ones who cause it to lose their suba. Now, it's actually not them who caused the loser ksuva. That's why the Gemara is not sure about this. Because the loser ksuva is not because they ate it directly, but because the Aiden testified and then she refuses to drink. Because the only way for her to restore to ksuva is for her to drink. Yeah, no. Here a question, do they get Malkus or Tashlumin? Not both. Not both. We're not talking about both. So says the Gemara, Mao she sham tap bay some rav. Should they have to pay? Says Marlomi Kochim Avsedis Ksuvasa. Do we say that she cause them she lose a ksuva? Or Yeva, perhaps you say Kaidima Rabbi Ba, like Rabbi and Rabbi Sam Shah Shmuel, it's that we just had this the end of the second prayer ksuvas in the Yushalmi. You can't learn one thing for another thing, Aim Zomi. Now the case there is a case where Adam testified about saying they saw when they were young, when they got older. And there it says you can't assume just because adult Adam comes on me that people who saw things when they were younger and then testified when they became older, that they become Adam Zomim as well. That's the case there. But here it's a different case, it's just the same principle. Adam Zomim really don't pay because they damaged somebody, right? They were trying to cause damage, right? So I might say, well, they tried to cause damage to Chayev. So to Aim Zomim, who tried to get a woman to lose her ksuva, even though it's a combination of their testimony, plus a refusal to drink, that's enough to make them Aim Zomim, they should have to pay. Says Marno, but Aim Zomim can't learn one thing from another thing. Because one is a direct cause, where they tried to cause the person to lose some money in a court case directly. And this is a case where it's indirect, right? Because they would cause her to lose her ksuba if she wouldn't drink the water. So we don't know what the status is in that case. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, V'achah Kein in year two, we don't know what the status is. Now, says the Gemara, very interesting discussion. Nistra beit echo b'shachris. She had yichud in the morning, yichud in the evening, yichud at supper time. She had yichud in the morning, beit echo, but in front of one witness. And another time in the afternoon. what the status of these two Edom joined together. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, according to the version of Rabbi Lezer, you need two Edom on the seclusion. Do they join together, the two of them? Yevo Kadok, that's what I like the found case. You see, Achim Olif Neishtaim, if you wrote a get for your wife, but then in front of two people, you became secluded with her. So that cancels the get, because we're afraid they had relations with her. Right, and that's called what? Does anybody remember that's called an halacha? A get where you had relations with your wife afterwards? Get yashar, an old get. It can't be used. It's got to be in a relationship afterwards, right? So the siyazim of Nishan, Tzicha made a get, and she needs another get. Be'echot, she only had yichud in front of one witness, and it's Tzicha made a get, she doesn't require a second get, because we don't know there is absolute seclusion unless it's two witnesses. Be'echot, b'shachris, be'echot, 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 what if one witness saw her seclude herself with her husband in the morning, another in the afternoon, say a maisel is such a maisel curb, the shahar of Elizabeth Tadoy is chachamim, Elizabeth Tadoy is chachamim, Rama they said, ain't a yichud. So too, we are the same thing. It's not yichud. Because yichud has to be, where yichud has a lot of ramifications, it's like kiddushin. It's got to be in front of two witnesses, so too the yichud's got to be in front of two witnesses. They both have to say the same yichud. However, what about the kinui? Kinui lo beit echad b'shachris beit echad ben arba'in. He warned them for one witness in the morning and one in the afternoon. According to the opinion, they need two witnesses for a kinui. What's the status there? Maybe here be'achash hu'ish hu'isha, maybe because he mentioned the same name of a man to the same woman, his wife. So they combine together. Because here it's not the maisa of yichud which they have to see. They have to be aware that a warning took place. And maybe the two warnings are mitzdarif, even though the two maisim of yichud are not mitzdarif. Because the net result is that she's warned. Right? So says the Gemara. Do we say kinui of kinui? His word's missing here. Do we say the kinui is about kinui? Or ain't kinui kinui kinui, or it's not? Says more yebo kato. Let's say like this: emikai meidim elikay rosh deim kachas. We don't accept witnesses unless they both saw together. Rabbi Shimon korcha me'afilu bozachas, even one after the other. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abur and Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak Shem Rav said, "Moyi chachoyim Rabbi Shimon korcha. Chachoyim can see the Rabbi Shimon korcha that one after another is good enough. Beira b'chora. If a guy come, two witnesses come and say, this father said to us that his kid is a b'chor." So there too, it's not a maaseh, but a testimony that the individual made the proper statement. And there, perhaps, just like it works over there, it should work over here, right? Because Eidei Bechor, they're testifying not on maaseh, but on what they heard. And there, for two separate hearings, go together. And so too, Ubeidei Chazokah. Two witnesses on a Chazokah, that the guy ate 3 years. Now this is a fact, we don't know what works so well. But if a guy he brings down here, Chacham, which is, I know it's Chacham work, but they conceded that if 200 said, I saw him eat the first, second, and third year. And the other said, I saw him eat the fourth, fifth, and sixth year, that the two testimonies joined together. We in fact don't pass it that way. It's a little bit strange. But that's the way the Gemara brings it down at this stage. Rav Avshar Mirimia said, I've made it see one kid. It's true about also about 80 on hairs. My dog, what's he talking about? Pshita. This is obvious. Shizel mer raisa shtei soros begabo. If what one witness says, I saw two hairs on her back. Now that's a euphemism. On her back here means in the pubic area, right? Shizel mer raisa shtei soros begabo. And the also one says, I saw two hairs. Even though they didn't see it simultaneously. Again, it's not a maisa. They're mitzdarif together. Because they both saw two hairs. Zeh omer ra'isish l'sor achas begaba. However, this one guy says, I saw two hairs on her, in her pubic area. Zeh omer sor achas, I'm sorry, one hair. Once I saw one hair in an honor pubic area, and the other guy says, I saw one hair on her stomach, which could be the same area, the same general area. It's meaningless. Those two hairs don't go together. Because each one didn't see two hairs. So how are you going to train together? How do you know they're not talking about the same air? And coach can gobble of a gobble. And so they both say the gob. Because maybe they're talking about the exact same air. We know that she had two hairs. Each guy says, I saw one hair. Maybe it's the same hair. What about, turning the page, Shtayim Ruim, two people say, Rino Sa'achas Begabo. We saw one hair on her front. Rishlaim Ruim, Rino Sa'achas Begabo. Two people say also, they saw one hair on her front. Now here, it's not one plus one. It's two plus two, right? Two in the set said they saw one hair, and two in the set said another hair. So Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimi, Chanim are possible. One says it's possible. Chanim are kosher. One says it's kosher. Now, for some reason here, I'm not sure exactly why. We assume it's not the same hair. I don't know exactly why. Maybe it's, I don't know exactly why. I know now we assume maybe they're seeing the same hair. But you're assuming it's not the same hair. But it's two people say one hair and two people say one hair, and we know it's not the same hair. Okay, so here it's about Machlokes. Manamar Posse says it's no good. Kemeira Chati Sima. Because you probably calls it Dover Velo Chati Dover. Each guy's testifying half a thing. Because each guy testifies one hair, and one hair is really nothing. So is there real testimony here? No, testimony is on something. And each person is testifying half a thing. Remind them our kosher. The one who says kosher says, amazing thing. It says, Ani Omer Shema Noshu. I say, maybe there was another hair there, and it fell off. And I guess, although I don't remember this from before, that a hair which fell off is still considered to be a hair. So therefore, it's not a chati dover. Why? Because really, there were two hairs there. You only saw the one which was remaining, but there are really two hairs. So it's not a chati dover. The Bavli, in fact, does not bring down such a shita. Now, Rav's main motion says, Bavli doesn't bring down such a shita because it's difficult. The Bavli just holds this puzzle because the dover below chati dover. This is that you can't have half a matter considered to be a matter. Now, Echor Emer Shtei Saras Begabo. Echor Emer Shtei Saras Begreso. If one says he saw, one guy says he saw two hairs, and another guy says he saw two hairs, Rabbi Chagai Omer, you know, let's leave this for tomorrow because it's going to take us a little bit of time to do it. I'll be good to Chagai for tomorrow.